Time for another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92. And this morning, we're going to head on over to Appleton Area Health Services, and we're going to visit with our good friend, Angel Molin. Good morning, Angel.
Good morning, Paul.
Yeah, we haven't done Wellness Wednesday together for a while, have we?
We haven't. It's been pretty busy.
Yeah, you've kind of switched roles there at Appleton Area Health now, though, haven't you?
I did. So I was the previous marketing manager, and now I am managing the assisted living Apple Ridge, and I love it.
Love it. Yeah, that's an awesome place. I know Matt Tolleson's been doing some interviews with some of the residents there, and looks like a great place.
It really is. They are absolutely delightful.
Good. Well, we're going to do a couple things this morning on Wellness Wednesday. You have someone you want to introduce to us, Angel?
I do. We are super excited to welcome Sidonia Yankovic. She is our new marketing and communications and events coordinator, and she started just a couple weeks ago, but we are super excited to have her on our team.
Okay, and Sidonia, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing great, and I understand you like to be called Sid, huh?
Sid is easier for a lot of people.
Okay. Well, we'll go with Sid then. So, Sid, why don't you just tell us a little bit about yourself?
My name is Sidonia. I moved to Montevideo in January, so that's where I'm currently living. I am originally from northern Minnesota, about an hour north of Brainerd, in a really small town called Outing. And I graduated from North Dakota State University almost 3 years ago with a degree in hospitality and event planning and a minor in business administration. And then I moved to Minneapolis for a year, and I was a marketing and catering manager for a company there for a year. And then I moved to Montevideo to be close to my mom and my family, and it brought me to Appleton Area Health.
All right, that's awesome. And you've been on a job for how long now?
This is my third week.
Third week. How's it going for you?
Going great. I love it. The people are super nice, and it's a very welcoming environment.
What are some of your job responsibilities, Sid, as marketing manager and stuff?
I'm handling all of the social media posts and coming up with all of the flyers for the events that we're doing, such as the blood drive, or we have a food drive that just started today. Kind of getting all of that stuff together, and then I'll be helping out with future events with the gala and the golf tournament.
All right, and those are two big events, two big fundraisers for Appleton Area Health, aren't they?
I know, I've heard that from Angel.
Yeah, Angel's done a fantastic job with that. We have a fun time. A Q92 golf team really has a fun time golfing over there at the Appleton Golf Course, don't we, Angel?
We do. It is, honestly, it's probably one of my favorite events. And we, last couple of years, we've had close to 100 people on the course. Great support, great teams, great food. I mean, yeah, there's people who they cannot wait for the golf tournament to come around every year.
That's right. And Q92 can't wait to come back, so.
Absolutely.
It's usually 100 degrees that day. It kind of falls on a 100-degree day all the time, but that's okay, right?
Well, it is. I mean, it could be a little blistery out there, but we do our best.
That's right. Well, what are we going to talk about this morning then?
Well, today we're going to talk about breast cancer awareness.
Yeah, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and a lot of people wearing pink this month.
Absolutely.
All right. What do you have for us, Angel?
As you said, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and breast cancer is the second leading cause of death in women. While women are usually the ones affected, this also can occur very less frequently in men. Breast cancer can affect women at any age, however, except most of it occurs in women 50 years of age or a little bit older.
Yeah, that's right. And so what we wanted to focus on and encourage is people paying attention to their breasts, both men and women. And if you notice a change in size or shape of the breast, or if you notice things like skin dimpling or puckering, if you have any pain in any area of the breast, if there's any changes in nipples, such as retraction or discharge, or if there's any changes in the skin of your breast, or a new lump in the breast or under the arm, to make an appointment with your primary care provider, because these can be possible signs of breast cancer. We want to keep in mind, though, finding a lump in your breast doesn't mean you automatically have breast cancer. In fact, only a small number of lumps actually turn out to be cancerous, but any other changes that you notice are very important to pay attention to.
Yep. And if you start to notice any of those changes, it's important to get a mammogram. And a mammogram is an x-ray that lets us see what your breast tissue looks like. They are used to detect breast cancer early before any other symptoms appear, as mammograms often show abnormalities before you can feel them. After you get your mammogram, these images are then examined by a radiologist for any suspicious or abnormal areas. Women at higher risk may need to start screening mammograms earlier than the recommended age.
Yep, that's true. Some of those risk factors that increase your risk for breast cancer include things like being female, being over the age of 50, your genetics, so if you have a family history of breast cancer in your mother or aunt or grandmother, if you have a personal history of breast cancer or a family history of breast cancer, if you are overweight or if you lack physical exercise or activity, if you have one of those sedentary jobs, if you frequently use alcohol, tobacco, or if you use hormone replacement therapy. Also, if you have a significant menstrual or reproductive history, such as having starting your menstrual cycle very, very young, or having a very late menopause, or if you have never had children.
And there are some things that you can do to reduce your risk of breast cancer, such as maintaining a healthy weight, making sure that you're getting enough exercise, eating a healthy diet, limiting your alcohol intake, and avoiding smoking. These routine mammograms are the best way to detect breast cancer early. If you have a personal or family history of breast cancer, it's even more important that you do your regular screenings. Please don't be afraid to contact your primary care provider with any questions or concerns, and do not be afraid to get your mammogram.
Yeah, so those are just some tips and healthy ideas from those of us at Appleton Area Health.
All right. Thanks a lot, Angel. Yeah, that's some good information there, Sid and Angel. And yeah, it's important to check yourself daily. I just saw a television report on men's breast cancer. That's kind of on the increase, they said in that TV report. So that's important not only for women but for men too, right?
Yep, exactly. While breast cancer does more typically occur in women, men are not excluded from risk factors, and so the same information really goes for both sexes.
That's right. All right. Well, Sid, thanks for being on the Wellness Wednesday program, and hopefully we can do many more in the future, huh?
Looking forward to it. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, the radio, it wasn't too bad being on the radio, right?
No.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Sid, and thank you, Angel.
Hey, thanks, Paul. It was good chatting with you.
Yep.
That's Sidonia Jankovic, Marketing Director at Appleton Area Health Services, and Angel Molden. And that's been another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92.